love playing the songs that perhaps some people would say, well, St. James Infirmary, everyone's playing that all the time, but we love digging into those. Those things have become part of our musical DNA, but, you know, by virtue of the repetition of playing them throughout all of our careers.
Because of the history of a song like St. James in Infirmary, do you ever try to channel a performance of the song that's been recorded, 70 years ago?
The first person to really record the song, the actual melody of the song, singing in it, was Louis Armstrong back in 1928. But we were really interested in his 1960 recording. All the critics had said he was far past his prime, and he did this recording of St. James Infirmary that, with his vocal, is incredible, and his trumpet playing is masterful. And we were really inspired by that version. And you can tell.
Southside Aces, St. James Infirmary.
I went down to the St. James Infirmary, and I saw my baby there. She was laid out on a long white table. So cold, so sweet, so fair. Let her go, God bless her. Wherever she may be, she can serve this whole wide world over. But she's never gonna find a sweeter, better loving man than me.
We're speaking with Tony Bailiff of the Southside Aces. New Orleans jazz can be considered a repertoire, but it's also a type of approach, and you do both.
The repertoire of New Orleans jazz can be argued from one musician to the next. You know, here's the 200 songs you should be playing. Well, every musician has their own 200 songs, and there's going to be some overlap. But one of the famous stories is during the New Orleans revival of the 1940s, the preservationists were sort of amazed at that these New Orleans musicians that they pulled back out of obscurity were picking these songs that were part of the big band craze at the time, not realizing that they had to learn that, like you said, New Orleans music is not a set repertory, it's more of a way of playing the music. And Kid Ory, it was one of those in the vanguard of the revival of New Orleans music. And he took a song that was an 1899 hit, Maple Leaf Rag. And the way he played it, it calls back to old New Orleans brass bands. But it was certainly a way that I'm sure Scott Joplin would not have liked. He didn't like having his pieces jazzified. But it's just exhilarating and just has a really incredible New Orleans feel. It tickles us that we play music that was a hit 127 years ago. I mean, that's a long time ago. And so when we're playing it on the stage, you know, our MC, Eric Jacobson, the sousaphone player, he'll often say, we're going to play the hit of 1899. We just love that we do play the hits. We play the hits from 1899 all the way into the 21st century. And that's what New Orleans music can do.
Thank you.
Aces' new CD, which is called The Big Beat. It's not only the music, you're actually writing a group of essays that can be found on the Facebook page of the Southside Aces. Where does this idea come from?
Well, I've always loved writing about jazz. You know, my best life would be to play jazz, write jazz, arrange jazz, lead jazz bands, and write about jazz.
One of your essays relates to the cut on the Big Beat CD composed by Jelly Roll Morton called the Kansas City Stomp. Jelly Roll is one of the most important figures in the history of jazz, but not that many people know why that is. So I think it's pretty important that you're writing this essay. And what are some of the key features that you covered?
Well, Jelly Roll Morton wouldn't have hesitated to tell you that he was the most important figure in jazz. He told anyone who would listen. He said he invented jazz. While that, of course, is hyperbole, it's not hyperbole to say that he was the first to really write down jazz. Historians consider him to have the first published piece of jazz music. He was one of the first, if not the first, to really start arranging for bands and making this music, starting it on the path to what we know today. He really was huge, and he was an incredible piano player, and he put together New Orleans bands that were really hot. Kansas City Stomps is one of my favorite Jelly Roll Morton songs, and it's one of the band's favorites.
Southside Aces releases the CD The Big Beat at the Dakota in Minneapolis, Thursday, July 16th at 7 p.m. For information about the show, the web address is dakotacooks.com. Follow the Southside Aces at southsideaces.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.